Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in company's profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the weekend edition of the KE Report, the final weekend edition of 2023. This weekend, we had a number of calls move around on us. So in the first couple segments here, we are replaying a couple interviews from earlier on in the week. More interviews that look big picture, comparing the end of this year to prior years, and a bit more of a focus in the resource sector. In the final two segments of this first hour, we chat with Joe Mazumdar, diving a bit more into this whole concept of miners providing leverage to the underlying precious metals price. We're starting off with commentary from Jordan Royburn. This was posted on Wednesday. We hope you all enjoy. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Chad here chatting with Jordan Royburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now Jordan, we're going to stick to some of the charts when it comes to the gold stocks. Because, look, you go back Q4 when it started, the stocks largely bottomed, the metal largely bottomed, and we have seen a nice, almost in a way, stair-stepping pattern higher. I do want to start, though, by comparing this time of the year to last year, at this time where gold got completely washed out last year going into the fourth quarter and the gold stocks were following gold lower. And then we saw a very nice rebound in Q4 the whole way through the first month of 2023, and then a bit of a drop for about a month, and then the banking crisis, and boom, everything went higher again. One thing that I want to outline here is that gold, when we go back to pretty much the start of Q4 last year and this year, it's up about 15% heading into the end of the year. The GDX, it's up similar amounts too. GDX was up about 41% at this time last year from that washed out low. GDX up about 29-30% this year up until this time frame. Jordan, can you break down some of the similarities and some of the differences that you think we are seeing within this move, especially when it comes to the gold stocks through Q4 to end this year, please?
Yeah, Corey, I think the one main difference is you had a really washout. So it was a really good oversold bounce that began at the end of last year or last September, October. I mean, looking at breadth indicators, for example, you had a clear washout. So there's that. And, you know, this time around is different because the miners have they're moving up from a much stronger base of support. The third thing is, I know we'll get into breadth, but we did get a bit of a breadth buy signal, I want to say, towards the end of last November. And we did have additional gains from that point. I know we'll talk more about that, but those are really the main differences. And of course, looking at the gold price now, where the gold is in position for a really significant breakout above 2100, which everyone knows about, obviously, whereas a year ago it was an oversold bounce. So you have those things. And then right now the miners are emerging from a much stronger base. Like if you look at the price action over the last 12, 13, 14 months in GDX, GDXJ, it looks like they're emerging from a higher low 2 or 3 weeks ago. And aside from that higher low, if you go just below that, there's just an incredibly strong base of support. So you go back to, I want to say like early November, the miners are emerging from a very, very strong base of support. You know, they moved up to some resistance 4 weeks ago or so. And then they had this pullback, you know, call it December, I don't know, 10th or 11th. And so I think that low is really going to wind up being really, really significant. Like if we look back in a, you know, month or two from now, we're going to say, okay, that, you know, that December 11th point, like that really would have been the best buying opportunity if this all plays out bullishly. So I think those are some of the differences between where we are now versus last year.
Yeah, Jordan. Last year, people were worried that gold was going to fall out of bed, and they weren't really convinced in that snapback rally. It ended up being a bear trap, but at the time it was happening, people were still a little unsure. Now we're kind of at the converse side of this, where we're near a breakout in gold, and people are still not sure if that's going to happen, but at least it's on the bullish side. But you did provide a chart that we'll link below this interview on GDX and GDXJ, showing some lateral price support. And to your point, it looks like off of that key support, both GDX and GDXJ have bounced. What do you think it's going to take to really break it out into a sustainable trend? What will you be looking for on the GDX and GDXJ charts?
Well, I mean, there's a couple answers to that. Gold moving above 2100, because that's obviously going to be a significant breakout. Even in a scenario where the stock market is still moving up, which is possible, which will limit the breakout move in gold, you still could get gold to 2300, 2350. In that scenario, maybe even 2400. But that's also going to give the miners some juice. But looking at the breadth indicators, just I'm looking at the percentage of GDX or Huey stocks that closed above the 200-day moving average. And I'm looking at that versus and some other indicators. And so there's six similar points in the last 7 years as to where we are now. Three of those were strongly bullish, meaning there was additional gains in the short term. There was one that we'll call it mildly bullish, which was last year, actually, which was triggered at the end of November. And then the two other ones were you had one peak in 2021 and then one peak in 2022. So when looking at where the breadth indicators are right now, they're basically either telling you the market's in a downtrend and this is a sell signal. However, the other side of the equation is this is actually a buy signal because, you know, there's enough momentum and sustainability to this move, and the larger move looks to be, you know, the price action looks to be bullish, and therefore there's going to be additional gain. So I'm leaning towards the bullish camp, mainly because there are two reasons for that. You know, again, gold really close to breaking above 2100, and then secondly, which we already went over, the price action now is much more bullish than it was compared to those 2021 and 2022 peaks.
So are there any individual stocks, especially on the miner front, that you are watching simply because, look, the miners, the big guys, have rebounded, arguably the strongest, and we all know that when bigger money comes into the sector, well, that goes into the bigger stocks. We haven't seen the same sort of rebound in the junior, but it can be much more encouraging for the big stocks to move and continue their move higher. Any individual stocks that you're driving down to as a barometer for a continuation of this move?
Honestly, not really. I just focus on, I think, GDX and GDXJ, and then also the silver ETFs. I mean, those contain all the big stocks. And I think generalists and institutional money prefer to buy GDX and GDXJ instead of individual stocks. I mean, in some cases, they'll go into some individual stocks. But I think on the whole, GDX, GDXJ are a better indicator. I mean, I know some people like looking at Newmont and Barrick, but I prefer looking at the ETFs just because you can look at all these other breadth indicators and things like that. But I will say with the juniors, I do think, you know, you have the tax loss selling being over, so that always helps them into January. And then you have the potential here for the larger sector to really move at the start of the year, you know, for all the reasons we've already mentioned, and especially if gold breaks above 2100. So I do think some money will definitely filter down into the juniors in January. Now, as far as how long this can go, you know, how sustainable it is, that will depend on the macro, you know, which we talked about last week, how it's, you know, really people spend too much time on that. But for here and now, I think there's potential for GDX to move up to 40 and GDXJ to move up to 50. Like that's the potential move you could see in the next month or two if this comes to pass and gold breaks 2100 and these signals of the miners aren't going to fail us.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And as promised, we are continuing to focus on different resource sectors. In this segment, we're going to focus a bit more on energy and some of the critical minerals. We are chatting right now with Matt Battiali, editor of the New Energy Letter, published under the Mangrove Investor website, which I will link to within the weekend show posting. Matt, I want to start off
in the energy field, especially in the oil sector, because oil, after a very impressive run in 2022 and some major gains being made in the stocks, well, it struggled a lot for this year, and the stocks really struggled this year and in a way kind of underperformed. But also we need to understand that oil price pretty much flat throughout this year. There's a number of different aspects that we can talk about, especially how it seems like OPEC is losing market share. But Matt, what do you think here? As we end the year, crude had what seemed like some drivers, like geopolitical issues and OPEC cutting production that could have driven price higher. But again, price seemed very much flat, volatile. But where do we end this year in terms of the major catalysts?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think if you look year to date, I think crude is actually down year to date. Or at the very best, it's flat. In a year where, yeah, there were a lot of really important catalysts. You had war in Russia with the invasion of Ukraine. You had this, a lot of unrest in the Middle East that exploded in the Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel. And then you had the Red Sea cut off to shipping due to piracy. This should have been a year, it felt like, where oil could have been over $100 to $125 a barrel. And what we saw was a run from July to October that took it from, you know, in the 60s to over 90, and then it's fallen all the way back down again. These tensions were a buy the rumor, sell the news issue. And we've seen that in the past with oil and gas as well. In the first two Gulf Wars, the oil price ran up until the shooting started, and then it came way back down. You know, it is one of those markets where the issues in the Middle East just aren't enough to derail supply. And I think a big part of that has to do with the amount of oil coming out of the West. I mean, U.S. exports in October were 4 million barrels. And that's, you know, that 4 million barrels per day. And that's really, really high. I mean, the highest ever, I think, was right around there. It was right around 4 and change per day. So this is supply coming out of a country that was the biggest importer at one point. And that's all due to really the shale revolution in the States. And we can't overvalue that. I mean, to reverse the U.S. from a net importer to a net exporter of crude oil really threw a monkey wrench into the supply demand of crude oil around the world. And we're still seeing the impacts of that. And part of it is that this turmoil that we see in the Middle East and in Russia doesn't have the same impact to the oil prices it would have had 15 to 20 years ago.
Matt, just along the lines of how pricing has responded this year in 2023, being mostly, let's just say, flat for the year, isn't some of that just the nature of the beast in commodities, where last year, 2022, oil and even nat gas were the standout sectors? They were the sectors that were bucking the trend. They were doing good because of inflation. But we've seen inflation moderating all this year, and I'm sure energy played into that. Isn't it just the case that a lot of times after a big run in a commodity, the following year, it may be from an outperformer to an underperformer? So isn't some of this just the market finding equilibrium on what is a good price for oil? And in that state, and that stasis, how are these energy companies set up if energy prices just stay in the 70s?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point. I mean, one of the things that I always said about oil is it's cyclical. The prices are cyclical. They don't just go up and up and up because they're capped. When you start pushing the gasoline price to a point, people conserve, which reduces demand. And that's not just in the States. That's a universal. And so, yeah, you know, as an investor in ExxonMobil, say, or, you know, Occidental Petroleum, you have to decide what valuation you're going to use. So what is a good price for their production? And I think people are settling in the 70s, you know, the 60s and 70s, and they're ignoring the spikes. So, you know, in 2022, it's interesting. We remember that in 2022 that the stocks did very well, but the crude oil price started the year at 75 and it ended the year at $75 a barrel. And it went all the way up to $120 a barrel in that year. And so companies like Exxon, BP, and some of the big refiners had a tremendous year, and they actually had a really good 2023 as well, where that, you know, their profit margins were very high, because as oil prices fell off, their refined prices, diesel, gasoline, jet fuel, didn't fall as fast, because they could blame inflation for holding their prices higher. So they had a pretty good year. That's coming to an end now. And as you said, like for example, ExxonMobil, these guys have come down quite a bit. We're looking at they were $120 a share September. They've come all the way down to $100 a share now. They're still well above where they started 2022, which was at $55 a share, right? So there is some profit taking. But if you bought Exxon at the beginning of 2022, you're absolutely thrilled today, even though the share price has come down 20%.
Well, and that's what makes this so interesting too, right, is that these companies, like some other resource companies, are making money at current prices, but if there isn't that upward momentum, we tend to see stocks drift and lag lower. One major takeaway from the oil sector this year was major M&A deals. You compare it to any other sector out there, the biggest deals happened in the oil patch. What does this mean for 2024, Matt?
I think that you're seeing efficiencies. I think that we're at a place where those big integrated oil companies have been able to recover their war chest, their cash positions from the COVID lockdowns, and they're looking to consolidate among the companies that maybe don't have the same cash positions, that are still struggling, but have the big land positions in the premier basins. Like the Permian Basin is still probably one of the world's, if not the world's greatest oil production areas today. And you have that fantastic mix of shale and conventional oil fields there. And that's kind of what we're seeing the consolidation around.
All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time for this segment on the radio, but we continue to chat with Matt for a good another 10, 15 minutes, almost getting more into some other energy sectors as well as the critical minerals. To hear that full interview, just visit our website, kereport.com, or podcast the KE Report.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State Shenna Bellows is now receiving threats after removing Donald Trump from that state's 2024 Republican primary ballot. Bellows made the decision Thursday.
I was duty-bound to follow Maine law to ensure the candidates that are qualified for the office they seek.
In her statement, Bellows said Trump was aware of the likelihood for violence. On January 6th, and that he encouraged it and took no timely action to stop it. Trump's team has argued he incited nothing that day and that he was only participating in free speech demonstrations that got out of control. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine has rejected a bill aimed at limiting transgender care for minors. DeWine stands out as one of just two GOP governors who vetoed such restrictions on gender-affirming care. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. And in these last two segments, we are shifting our focus a little more back to the resource sectors. We are chatting again with Joe Mazumdar, editor of Exploration Insights. Now, Joe joined us just a few weeks ago to talk about what he was doing with his portfolio. We talked a little bit about M&A in the sector, and we did also get some initial comments from Joe on leverage from the gold stocks to the underlying gold price, or I guess I should say the lack of leverage that investors have seen even just this year. We look at this year, gold's up around 12% year to date, GDX up around 10%, and I know a lot of us holding some of the juniors, those haven't performed overly well, but they have rebounded at the end of the year. Now, Joe, you've done some more research on leverage, especially when it comes to the producing stocks here, and why maybe they are not providing that sort of leverage that investors expect when we have seen a good gold price and even a rising gold price. Joe, what are a few things that stood out to you as to maybe why the gold stocks are being held back a little bit in terms of leverage?
Okay, yeah, thanks. After our discussion, I dug into this a little bit in more detail and, you know, did a little rant in the weekly letter. And some of that was based on social media. Like, usually social media is not a great place to spend a lot of your time, but there's sometimes there are good discussions that come out of it. And a friend of mine, Ron Stewart, from Gold to Copper Consulting, he produces these decent graphs about, and I encourage anyone to follow him, about 5-year quarterly operating margins based on the gold price and the all-in sustaining costs that are reported by, you know, a number of producers, intermediate, junior, and major producers. And also another discussion in parallel by a European natural resource investor, Oliver Grohl, I think it is, and he was just looking at Newmont. And so I sort of combined the two whilst looking at your point that, hey, you know, gold price has not done so badly. Why have gold stocks that are producing, you know, not provide the leverage they tend to do? You know, one of them, you know, we've talked about this before, might be that, you know, most of the gold price rise was due to central banks and we didn't see a lot of institutional equity or that wanting gold exposure. And I think now we're on the cusp of that obviously changing if we have peaked at real rates. And so going into 2024, there's a real, you know, possibility that people will be looking at gold stocks again as an investment thesis for gaining more leverage to the gold price. And then the whole question became about leverage. And then in Ron Stewart's graphic, you know, from the first quarter of 2019 to the third quarter of 2023, you could show that the leverage, all sustaining cost leverage, as gold price went from about 1250 to new peaks over 2000, and the gold price went up 60% over that time, the all sustaining costs went up about 40 to 45% from about, you know, whatever, $850 to $900 an ounce to, you know, about $1,250 per ounce. So that made the margin basically contract from a peak of 48% in, you know, latter part of 2020. And it actually went down to 30% the end of 22. And it's been coming up, but still it's only 36%. Even though gold prices jumped. And so that was like, well, what's going on here? And so what I noticed this before when we had Pan American Silver in the portfolio, and I took it out because I saw their margin compression back in 2022. And we sold back in 2021, I believe. But I saw that compression happening, and so I stayed out of producers. And so when I started digging into, let's say, just use Newmont, the, you know, the biggest producer, this is pre-Newcrest, they're all in sustaining costs. And so from 2021 and previous to the end of 2022, Newmont was using a gold price for the reserves of about $1,200. And then it was just in 2023 that they increased it by $200 an ounce to $1,400. And what you could say is that they were thinking at the time when they produced a sensitivity when the gold price was $1,200 in the reserves, they said that, okay, if we increase our gold price to our reserves using a gold price of $1,400, we add a significant amount of reserves. So we're going to add about 13% more reserves. We're going to go from 92.8 million ounces to about 105 million ounces, they said. But then when we look at the actual results from that year, that $200 change in gold price got them from 92.8 million ounces to 96.1 million ounces. So, you know, a much more modest increase of 4%. And if you dig into the details even more, the 3.1 million ounces of that increase was basically increasing their ownership of Yanacocha. So if you take that out, you're basically flat. You know, 92.8 million ounces going to 93.1. But what happened to their all-in sustaining costs was, you know, increasing the gold price by $200 an ounce brought in a lot of low-grade material. And the biggest change you can see is in their ownership of 38.5% of Nevada gold mines. So you could see a tonnage increase of 12 to 13% and a drop in the grade of about 15%. And so, you know, that negatively impact their entire all-in sustaining costs because it's such a big a part of their reserves. It's about 20% of the reserve profile. And so that's something to look at when people are looking for leverage in 2024 is anybody changing their cutoff grade? So if we do see a change in cutoff grade, you know, we're all happy. Okay, that means that there's more ounces, but we got to know that, you know, those ounces are going to come at a higher cost. And so, you know, is the leverage actually going to get diluted? You know, on a positive note, the input costs, you know, might be flattening if inflation is flattening. But mining is still exposed to, you know, labor rates, diesel costs, obviously, and power. So those things we got to keep watching for. And then if the company you're looking for leverage from is in a capital cycle and building a project, then a lot of that free cash flow or operating cash flow, sorry, will be going into maybe development and investing cash flow. So even though we're bullish about, you know, a change in the gold price, you know, we might not get a 20% increase in gold price because it's not done that badly this year, but we want to get back to a 1.5 plus beta to the gold price, which we're not at right now. So hopefully we'll see that going forward. But I just want to make people aware of is if the gold price increase, you know, allows people to, you know, change their reserve prices, we'll see lower cutoff grades and we'll see more higher all-in sustaining cost ounces come in.
A lot of people would point to some of the small to mid-sized producers that maybe don't have as much change in reserves, but maybe just a margin expansion from a rising gold price and moderating to lowering input costs. A lot of people look for those kind of subpar producers, Joe, where they think, hey, if we see a $100 or $200 increase in the price of gold or a $1 or $2 or $3 price of silver increase, then these margins can increase on a bigger percentage rate than the biggest producers. What's your thoughts on playing that angle, the beta from the smaller to medium-sized producers?
Well, I think that, you know, we might be on the cusp of actually these companies offering leverage, but especially if they're not, you know, changing their cutoff grades, because I do think some of these input costs might be flat year on year into 2024. And, you know, we're all bullish about, you know, that the gold price will still stay positive. So I'm just sort of saying that if a company you're looking at for leverage, dig in a little bit into the details in terms of, you know, what their plans are for 2024. And if there is any discussion about maybe dropping their cutoff grades in certain mines, adding ounces, and that may be great on a, on an ounce basis and a revenue basis. But just know that, you know, some of those ounces that'll be coming in, if the reason is that the cutoff grade has been lowered, won't be coming in with the same margin as those last ounces.
Very good point, Joe. It's a great time for us to wrap up this segment, but we are having you back on next segment for the final segment of the KE Report Weekend Show of 2023.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Final segment of the weekend edition of the KE Report for 2023. We are continuing to chat with Joe Mazumdar, editor of Exploration Insights. Joe, just to follow up on what we were talking about last segment, let's look at these smaller scale gold and silver producers that right now are, let's say, maybe more break even. If the gold price goes up a couple hundred dollars more, the silver price goes up a couple dollars more, then they'd actually be in the positive. Would that change your assessment or the market's assessment of these stocks?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at something like back in the day, we had Claude Resources, you know, a marginal producer in Saskatchewan with a growth project that they couldn't afford to build, and they had debt on their balance sheet. And as they removed the debt and got that project up and running, they got taken over, but they provided, you know, investors with 4 or 5 time return in a small period of time because of the leverage they had. The leverage cuts both ways. But the thing is that if you're very bullish on the gold price and then you're comfortable that the company's production profile is what it is and they're not looking at changing their cutoff grade and their margins right now are basically marginal, there's a good chance that they can increase exponentially if the gold price goes up and everything else stays just about the same or even maybe better with respect to the costs input.
Well, Joe, another wrinkle that we can throw on here is how did the share count get diluted over this time period? Because there are some companies that have continued to dilute for different reasons. Sometimes it was to make an acquisition. Sometimes it was to build a mine. Other times it was just a feature of the market and being in a bearish market. How do you balance the dilution out with maybe some of the growth profile that they did with that dilution by buying other companies, building projects?
You know, absolutely. I mean, so we are investors in the stock market. So we don't own debt. We don't own a stream. We do not own a royalty. You know, we're taking everything on a per share metric. And so if a company over the past year or two had to continually raise capital in the markets to, you know, just keep the lights on with respect to their production or sustaining capital, then, you know, we'll see that sort of leverage decay. I mean, the leverage I'm talking about is mostly on a margin basis, but not on a per share basis. Does, you know, the increase in the margin suddenly mean these guys are going to come back to the market and make a big private placement because now the markets are buoyant? I would absolutely expect that to happen in 2024, you know, before the next fuel season, that if the market is more buoyant, then there'll be a lot of people heading to the capital markets. So that's something else to think about. When you're looking for leverage on a per share basis, let's say.
So, Joe, to me, this is all sounding so asset specific here, especially when you look at what Newmont did, changing their reserve price and not bringing in that many more ounces, brings up the question that are we simply running out of tier one assets that make so much money that they can be company makers, where we're dealing with kind of lower grade assets, and maybe they're just the higher grade assets are in tougher jurisdictions, but is the problem right now that maybe all the easy assets have been found or at least are already well known?
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, you know, you have these spectacular discoveries like, you know, your snow lines in the Yukon, decent grade deposits that are being, you know, discovered or developed in Guyana, Reunion Gold, that sort of stuff. But, I mean, they're few and far between of these projects in good jurisdictions with decent margins and upfront capital costs that are not in the multi-billion dollars. Let's just say, because some people will just go for jurisdiction. So they'll take, you know, the knocking grade, they'll take the higher cost just to know that, you know, they don't get expropriated or the tax stability agreement doesn't change, or, you know, the infrastructure is so horrible that, you know, they pay a lot, you know, for other things. It is getting more difficult, you know, and the other problem is that a lot of the money spent in exploration, you know, hasn't really found much. And, you know, because the market is short term, people like to drill those holes that they know they're going to get a good result in. And so we're not really doing a lot of grassroots stuff. And grassroots stuff is really what, you know, can be a game changing, you know, find these game changing assets that you're referring to, as opposed to drilling the same old hole. And I'll put a little bit of a caveat on the idea of jurisdictions or places like, you know, the Walker Lane belt of Nevada, that, you know, that place was looked at, you know, trodden upon. But every place has these little wrinkles. And that wrinkle there was that there was a lot of land there that was basically not allowed to be staked because of the potential for the need for that land for the nuclear repository at Yucca Mountain. And when Yucca Mountain was taken off as a solution for depositing nuclear waste, that ground came free. Renaissance Gold, now Origin Royalties, staked that area, did a joint venture, an earning with Silicon, on the Silicon project with Anglo Gold. They've discovered, you know, in an area that has been trodden, you know, basically a blind low sulfidation epithermal deposit that, you know, they're comfortable has over 10 million ounces in it. So, I mean, that is definitely a tier one asset that has been discovered, being delineated, and potentially, you know, hopefully developed in the next few years in Nevada. So, I mean, it's not like we can't find these deposits. It's just that, you know, we need the more longer term money going into these grassroots plays. And the problem is that the majors don't always do a lot of grassroots exploration. The juniors who we expect to do the grassroots are at the vagrancies of the capital markets. And so, you know, if they don't get that funding for that next drill program, they're basically not going to be drilling a big program. And so it's harder to make those discoveries.
Well, Joe, when you bring up the Silicon deposit that Anglo Gold Ashanti has now, it does make me think of what they did there in the Walker Lane trend, where they bought Corvus for that little Linmus strip that had some of the same kind of mineralization, and they also bought the Sterling deposit that Coeur Mining had. Do you think we'll see some of the larger companies start doing things like that, where they buy up their neighbors, where it becomes a true large regional stake here of all the properties, and where we see more M&A of closeology plays?
Yes, I think that if you find something and you're a major company with a lot of capital to deploy, deep pockets, let's say, the first thing you'd want to do is consolidate that district. You don't want little eyes where people own parts, because you never know where you want to put the processing facility. You don't know where you want to put the tailings dam. You don't know if there's more mineralization under that. So you always want everything around, and consolidation is the way to go. And so, and also water rights. You don't know where the best water spots are. There might be a place with a closed basin on somebody else's ground that you might buy them only for that. You might not even buy them for the resources. You just know you've got over 10 million ounces on your stuff. You just want to make sure that all this other stuff, and you might even be happier if it's dead. That way you know that that's where all the facilities can go. So yeah, absolutely. When a major gets a hold of something, they definitely want everything around it.
So, Joe, bringing this full circle, this whole topic was brought up really because we talked about how investors or sentiment was still low for gold stocks, even though, let's say, gold was at all-time highs or very close to all-time highs, and a lot of people have correlated it to these rising costs. So as we move forward here, and again, the gold price is still doing well, and costs, maybe they've stabilized a little bit. Where do you see sentiment taking us if, let's just say, we are in an environment here where margins don't explode higher, but they do remain healthy?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that right now the valuation suggests that, and that's all driven by negative sentiment. Just a change in sentiment will have a positive impact on these valuations. Just knowing what we know right now, without a big change in gold price, it's just that the sentiment towards gold is much, much better. Now we got to say, well, now what do you do with that? You know, how do you add more value, you know, by controlling your costs, you know, showing growth, finding new discoveries by doing more exploration? That's really on the individual company. So that's how people will, even though we might have a beta environment where all boats go up, you know, we can always go back to the alpha environment. And so those are some companies that you might want to look at that do operate and think about controlling costs, think about growth, and think about exploration as well. Those are definitely some companies you'd want in your portfolio.
All right, Joe, thank you very much for taking some time with us on this New Year's Eve edition of the KE Report Weekend Show. We hope you all have a great weekend, a great long weekend again. And, well, I think we're all looking forward to 2024. Joe, thank you very much again for your time. I hope you have a very happy new year. We'll be seeing you in Vancouver at the upcoming conferences and also having you back on later in the month.
Great. Thank you very much, guys, and happy new year.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.